Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about a deck of cards. Interesting, yes? It's a mindfulness deck. Have you ever used cards before to be able to say, I'm looking for some inspiration? I'm looking for some answers. And boy, how many people are seeking out those cards that are going to have the solution to my problem? My goodness, wouldn't that be something if we could ever just pick a card and say, wow, there you go. I'm going to follow that step, drop it into my puzzle. Now I have a great template closed out for today. My day is done. What if we drew a card from a mindfulness deck and we said, this is my words for the moment. This is something to reflect on. This is something to connect with, to engage with the energy, and to say, perhaps I will see how this plays out in my life today. Instead of the other way, having it be an answer and a solution, and that's the only way to go. My guest today is Matthew Smith. His mindfulness deck is Wisdom of the Buddha. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today. It's such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Jeanette. It's all my pleasure.
So, Matt, your deck is absolutely wonderful. I took it out and, you know, none of the backs of the cards, you know how sometimes there's only one picture and it's the whole deck with the same picture?
Right.
Yours is every single card. It's so different. And all of that is your artwork, yes?
Yes, yes.
Wow. Well, so what made you decide to do a deck with all these different pictures?
Well, the deck kind of happened organically. I did a coloring book first called Color Me Buddha that had kind of the same intent, stress reduction through coloring, kind of a meditation you can, you know, get into by getting lost in the design. And then the publisher, Beyond Words, that did that approached me about a mindfulness deck, and I thought it was a great idea because I did all these coloring book images that were black and white, and it was just killing me to, you know, just make
right.
a bunch of outlines and not color them in, and then the cards were kind of a natural offshoot.
You know, it's interesting because your cards are absolutely beautiful. A mindfulness deck of cards is truly where you pick a card that seems to be calling to you, and you just turn it over and you read the quote for the day. And I think when you look at your cards on the picture side first, it's really about connecting with the energy in the card. Every single card is so different, so varied. I mean, there are so many different colors, so many different images. Nothing is repeated. And I think it's just something so unique. You know, I looked at it this morning and I was going through, and as I've said on the show many times, I can look at almost anything and find a face, like clouds or nature or grass or the rug or the, you know, those the popcorn ceilings, you know, in an apartment.
I love doing that.
Right? And it's funny because I looked at your cards, and I did not see faces anywhere. I just saw what your intention was with the card. And I thought that was really unique.
Well, thank you. I, you know, each one was done, you know, with a lot of intention, and the images, basically, the common thread through everything is peace. Mm-hmm. And I love, that's what I love about, you know, Buddhism. It's not really a religion. It's more of a, you know, a life path that doesn't
right.
really have any judgment. And, you know, I just, I also consider myself a colorist. I see so many colors. I live in Hawaii. I'm fortunate enough to, you know, live in the land of rainbows, and I see the most incredible colors all the time. And it just, you know, can't help but make it to the end of my work.
Yeah, and also, too, it has all of the rainbow of colors. Can you tell us why a rainbow of colors is so important?
Well, you know, the rainbow represents diversity in all, you know, all races, kind of the whole of humanity. And it's like picking a favorite child. You know, there's so many colors. I just can't ignore them all, and I try to incorporate as many as possible. And color, you know, they work together, complement each other. There's just a real, you know, science behind it. And I just love using color, and I just try to incorporate as much as possible into my work.
You know, a lot of times we have seen pictures similar to your cards in would see them like in the older art of like the 70s, you know, it was that type of art that came up then because I'm in my 60s, so I remember it. And when I look at it, it really connects to a mind that it's just, it's almost like what they would have called hippie art. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like what they would have said that it was tie-dyed art. It almost what they would say it was graphic art. It was almost what they would say that it was it engaged senses kind of art. It was almost as, you know, your cards too also have the chakra colors, you know. So I think all of this built in together really says that these cards are for everyone, because if you're older, you'd be drawn to it. If you were younger, you would enjoy it. Even, you know, even teens could pick up this card and they would say something in there draws me in. I don't know what it is. It might be like if some people are saying I'm doing chakra work right now, you might be drawn to it. You know, if you're an elder, you would say, oh, I remember seeing those type pictures around before and pick that up.
Right.
Or, you know, almost anyone would do that, don't you think?
I agree. I just wanted to incorporate a timelessness and, you know, something that would appeal to, you know, just more than one group of people. That was, you know, kind of the intent. And I think everyone, no matter your age, race, you know, where you are in life, everyone could use a little peace and stress release and, you know, circle back to the present. And that's kind of what my intention was.
Let's talk about the concept of cards in the first place, a mindfulness deck. You're saying, well, why would I have these cards? Is there a specific number of cards in this deck?
There's 42 cards, I believe, and that number was reached by Beyond Words. They just felt that that's a good number. It's a little less than a regular card deck. I really don't know the reasoning behind it.
Well, you have numbers on the cards also, too. And you talk about the importance of numbers in your little booklet that comes along with the cards.
Yes. The book was put together by the fine publishers at Beyond Words. I did the images, and I'm blown away by the companion book and how detailed it is. And, you know, there's a lot of quotes and passages from Paul Karras and Dwight Goddard, who, you know, really were credited with pushing, you know, Buddhist beliefs in the United States and, you know, kind of introducing the Western world to the teachings. I think the book is a great companion. You know, you can use the book, or you can just pull a card and flip it over. It's nice that there's, you know, that versatile aspect to it. I myself prefer to just pull a card and flip, you know, shuffle it, pull a card, see what it says, and, you know, nothing. Everything you read on the back of the card is a little nugget that you can build upon for your day, and, you know,
right.
Just if you need a little pick me up.
You know what I think is so important? Sometimes we say, I'm looking for the answer for today, or kind of what can I connect to today? And I think sometimes less is better. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So when you're looking at your quotes on the cards, they are, you know, 10, 11, 12 words at most. They're not something that's going to more or less put you on the path that you have to follow. It's more or less giving you something to, as I would always say, turn over a stone in your thoughts. We look at the cards and we say, what are they really about? I just pulled a card just now. It's card 30, and it says, radiate boundless love toward the entire world. And you would say,
Easy enough. Yes.
You know, and sometimes I think people will say, well, okay, that sounds rather profound. And then I would say to them, well, see how it fits through your day. Leave that card on your table or on your desk. Come back to it at the end of the day and say, you know, I did see that show up once. Or maybe I would like to have that card again for tomorrow and see how I can incorporate that into my world more. Yes?
Yeah. I mean, the quotes are short and sweet, but also, you know, profound and deep at the same time. And once again, I credit the team for, you know, finding great quotes to fit the artwork. And, you know, it is a nice, there's not a whole set of instructions on the card. You know, it's just a little seed to plant and hopefully, you know, keep it in mind and water it throughout the day. And yeah, exactly. Like you said, see how it shows up.
Today we discuss many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of times people are saying, I don't know where those come from. Where those words come from, and they show up in their own life. And there's a card that says, attachment is inexhaustible. I vow to release it all. And you know how many times people will say, it's mine, I want it, they're my words, it's my page, it's my car, you know, my house, until you suddenly find that all of a sudden those things aren't around anymore. And you still keep wanting to have that squelching thirst to be able to get it back because it was yours. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that loop, if you can get stuck into it, is kind of like a kind of scary loop. But eventually you will figure that one out. This, I think it was about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was just randomly saying I something, and all of a sudden I heard in my thoughts it said, no, no, it's not I, it's we. And I went, oh, okay. So then I said, so we would like, and then I went on with whatever it was, and it seemed to work out better. I think the idea of we're truly not in this world by our own silo existence. We truly do overlap, and we're not attached or tethered to everyone, but truly everyone is of the same existence, yes?
Correct. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, it's pretty simple. It's either love or fear. And I think a lot of the fear thinking is, you know, I. And, you know, love is inclusive and you think more we. And a lot of people think attachment is not caring or not loving when it's just loving unconditionally regardless of the outcome and just kind of, you know, going with the flow and going along for the ride of the journey, you know, but being mindful of things at the same time, but, you know, trying to just really stay in the moment and, you know, not get too caught up in all the trappings mm-hmm. and the racing mind, and it's not easy, you know, but it's something to definitely, you know, go, you know, seek out.
But it's also, too, about not beating yourself up about it. Let's say you pull a card today and you see something like that and you say, okay, well, I'll work on that today. Get to the end of the day, you say, well, you know what? At every crossroad and every opportunity I had to make a change, I totally went the other way. And I would say that's absolutely fantastic, because what you've now done is you brought yourself into awareness. And isn't awareness actually what the whole name of the game is in the first place?
Exactly. Exactly. If you're aware of it and, you know, you see it, and who knows what the lesson is. You know, you don't know what the lesson is. Mm-hmm. You just have to be open to it. And if you are aware and, you know, move forward and try to see things in that way and not judge, you know, what, you know, you can't really say what you're supposed to learn from it, more or less. You just kind of let it unfold.
You know, sometimes a lot of people say, well, I should have made the other choice. And I would say, well, perhaps not. You know, there's that old saying, you know, when you're going down the highway, people are saying, don't get off the exit. It might be a dead end and you'll just waste your time. When really, when you get off every exit, you can have an experience, whatever it is. So maybe being in that awareness, you're just being able to say for that minute, well, this experience was something that was just for me. It completed something. It brought up something else. It changed something. It just had me into the practice of opening up my eyes, whatever it might be. So I think when you pull cards, you say, I understand it or I don't understand it. But really, it's all about the awareness moment. Once you're in awareness, then you can come back later and reflect on it. You don't have to try to implicate it going forward, don't you think?
I agree. We're here to learn. You know, everything is a learning experience, whether it's positive, negative, you know, mistakes. With the greatest things have come from what people would term a mistake. And if you reframe it as something that's a learning experience, you know, it totally changes your perspective on life. And I think you just kind of, it's just easier to go with the flow instead of putting labels on things and judging experiences so much. And that awareness that you spoke of is key.
You also have a card in here. It says, there is no path to happiness. Happiness is the path. And it's so funny. How many times do we have people say, I don't want pain. I came here to get out of pain. I came here to find happiness. I went on vacation to da-da-da-da-da. You know, I got a job to have money. You know, it's always something to get to. You know what I mean? It's always a process of. Even the other day, someone had said something, and I don't even recall what the conversation was about, but I had said to them, even the word timeline is an illusion, because there is no time. I talk about that all the time on the radio. And we talk about it. They would say, I'm playing out my timeline. And I would say, but in every breath, that is creation. So what do you really mean? Are you in your head thinking that you're going down this path that's already been predisposed for you? Do you know what I mean? Instead of in the moment of the creation, you know, at that moment. I mean, every time, even if you just say something as simple as, I'm sitting down in a chair and all of a sudden I decide to get up. Well, that's not a predetermined thing. That's you just made that choice and that breath at that moment to move. You know, I think if we allow ourselves the freedom to say, our path is not written for us, that we can just be in the moment with that. Simply that would bring happiness and joy in that moment, because you would say, hey, heck, I don't have to play out that timeline that everybody thinks I'm going to be this, that, or the other, right, in the future. Or I have to do this, that, and the other so I can check off all my boxes on my page, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's all about the journey and, you know, the timeline. That's who made that, right? Is it the collective they say we should do this? You know, it's everything happens all at once. you can't, you just have to enjoy the moment. There's times where I'm stressing out about something, who knows what it is, and, you know, I'm not present for my kids, and we're having, you know, we're at the beach or something, and I'm worried about, you know, paying the bills. And in that moment,
yeah.
I'm totally losing what that moment's about, you know, just staying rooted right there with the sand
right.
between my toes, enjoying my kids. Yeah, I mean, it's really simple, but it's sometimes it's difficult to do the simplest things like that.
And I think that's the purpose of the deck in the first place, is to be able to bring you around, you know. So if you are, as you say, you know, stressed in that moment, you could say, let me go pick a card. And maybe the card will be something that will just shift it for the moment, and it will say, you know what, okay, I can let that go for this moment. You know, I can just drop that thought. I can just be able to say, you know, breathe in, breathe out, and see what comes next. And not always being able to say that that's where it has to be, right?
Right, right. Yeah, just that momentary pause to just stop that racing mind,
right.
to just catch yourself in those thoughts. And, I mean, sometimes that's enough, you know, that's enough mindfulness to just kind of, you know, you can just keep resetting it and keep getting centered all over again. I mean, you're not going to stay, you know, in this world with so many outside influences, you're not going to stay centered all the time. But a reminder and pulling a card, you know, something that's, you know, like a bit of a ritual type thing to kind of get you centered and back on track.
You know, I thought it was so pretty about the pictures on the back. If you have like one of those little like frame or a little lucite frame or whatever, or just like a little tiny easel, you know, that holds cards or whatever, you can always set your card for the day with the artwork just showing at you. You know, and it can kind of remind you. Yeah, you don't always have to have the words all the time in your face, but you can also have the artwork. So the artwork can just draw you in, and you could say, you could just glance over at the card, and it could just absolutely shift your energy no matter what is going on. And I think sometimes, isn't it always to the idea that we say, I need to have, you know, those bracelets around me, so I'm going to pop it every time I make a wrong mistake, you know, or I'm going to have someone around me, my coach, I'm going to write their name on my arm, so every time I look at it, if I make a mistake or don't go the right way, I'm going to look at it. And I always say, could we not allow ourselves to be gifted the idea of pleasure, the idea of ease, the idea of peace, instead of always saying what you're doing wrong, instead of just saying, I'm in peace already, I'm in happiness already, I'm in love already. And that's what your pictures do on the back of the card. They really draw you into that, don't you think?
Well, I agree, and thank you for those beautiful words. And I think the words on one side have a meaning, you know, words have meaning,
right.
whereas the images are more open to interpretation. I mean, there's my intent behind them, but the viewer always brings their own, you know, interpretation to the table. So if you can get lost in that image and just kind of, you know, look at it, and even no matter what your thoughts are, whether you love it or hate it, it's kind of stopped you from dwelling in the future or the past, and you are pretty rooted in the moment. So that's an aspect I really like about it.
Yeah, it's really about, it's almost like a cleansing breath, you know, so to speak. It's sort of, if your mind is running about one thing, you can just glance over and just breathe for a second. You've now cleared, you know, whatever was mind chatter was playing or whatever bus is driving in your head, you know.
Right.
Sometimes it takes a little time to shift. A lot of times people do that with music. They do it with chimes, they do it with incense, candles, different things like that.
Yeah,
and I think,
there's hundreds of ways to do it.
And I think your cards, though, are also too a great additive to that process. If you're already doing meditation, if you have an altar, if you have candles out every day, if you maybe light incense every day, you could set these cards out, and you don't always have to pick one. You can make your own path what you'd like to pick. You can do a one, a three, a five. You could do all of them. You could do whatever you would like because it's your card. But you do
exactly.
them by guidance, don't you think?
I think so. I think you just do it intuitively, and, you know, whatever method, you know, rings truest to you. I mean, you can keep picking them until you find one you like. You know, there's no rule.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? I think that that's funny that you said that, because sometimes people say, oh, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. And the answer is you can continue till you find one that is for you in that moment. The others might be for you another day. They might be
right.
meant for you another day. And the answer is do whatever you feel for that. Or you may say, oh, that's too hard, or oh, that doesn't resonate with me. And that's quite all right, because the cards generally don't have, they're not going to jump up and say, this is for you today, and slap you on the head, you know? So
right.
if it doesn't
right.
resonate with you, flip it over and get something else, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's what I love, that aspect about it. I also, you know, the fact that I was able to create so many paintings and have, it's like holding a mini art gallery in your hands, you know, with dozens of works right at your fingertips. And, you know, and then the bonus of having, you know, the words of wisdom attached to each.
Right. Well, you know what, Matthew, you said you did a coloring book. It almost just came to me when you said that we were talking about this. I said, oh, you need to do a puzzle now, you know, because you can take all of your pictures, you know, and put them on the puzzle pieces, you know,
yeah.
and then you could just flip over the puzzle piece because then you'll have a grand
it.
Picture of all of your pictures. You know
That's
what I mean?
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Each puzzle piece could have a word on it. And,
yeah.
I love it.
Kind of cool. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You know, Matthew, I think the idea, too, in closing, when we talk about a mindfulness deck, we say this is just something that you can just always have for yourself, and you say, this is my own thoughts. This is my own process. This is my own path to be able to connect with something other than mind chatter. And don't you think it's really important? I always say this to people. You have your crystals, they're yours. Now, that's not an attachment, but it definitely is about your energy. And,
right.
you know, with cards, it's sort of like, well, yeah, this kind of needs to be your deck, because once you put your energy into it and your thoughts into it and your hands on it and you start to engage with it, you kind of might want to have your own deck, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's nothing you want to share, because you'll go to reach for it and maybe your wife will take it to work and they'll be drawing cards in the office all day.
Right.
You know, having fun and finding their way. But definitely, I think, although we're not talking attachment, it's some things
right.
you can be yours. Let's make a
yeah.
deck of cards one of those essentials.
I think it's also to the idea that this is your engagement for the moment. Do you know what I mean? So sometimes
yeah.
you will engage with a deck and you will say, okay, I'm done with that deck. You might have Matt's deck and you will use it for maybe a few months, few years, maybe a few days, and you'll set it to the side
yeah.
and go to another deck. And it's always the idea of whatever works for you in that moment is what's so key, right?
Exactly. That's the beauty of it. You know, everyone's different, and there's a time and a place, and you could use it daily or you could just reach for it when the mood strikes. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's where the beauty lies.
Yeah, I think sometimes when we say cards, they rise up to you and then they show up for a while. I know I have angel cards, and they've been in there
mm-hmm.
for many years. There was about maybe two decades or three that I've purchased them and used them for a while. They set them to the side, pulled them out again, started using them. So I think they each have their time that they arise up that you might need them, and that's when you'll find them, right?
Correct. They, you know, when you need them, they will arrive. And,
right.
you know, cards like this, divinity decks, angel cards, they're timeless. They're evergreens. You know, they don't ever go out of style. People have been using them for ages, and that's what I love about it too, that it's just something that stands the test of time as well.
Absolutely. Well, Matthew, can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about you? That would be wonderful. And where to purchase the deck?
Sure, of course. My artwork can be seen at AndreaSmithGallery.com. That's our gallery in Sedona, Arizona. And then the Wisdom of the Buddha Mindfulness Deck. And also a nice companion is Color Me Buddha, which was which came first and inspired it. All those can be found on Amazon quite easily.
Well, Matthew, it was wonderful to talk to you today. And we're going to watch out for that puzzle soon. I think that's going to be your next venture.
Dr. Jeanette, I think you're speaking it into existence, and I really like that idea. I appreciate it. And I will, once it happens, you will get credit.
Oh, great. Well, send me a sample, and we're good to go. You know, I think it's really great.
Course.
You know, sometimes people are trying to say, we're trying to bring the child back into the adult, and your coloring book was first, cards were second, and we talk about puzzles for adults. I've spoken that many times to some people because they felt guided to, and they were like, huh, I don't get it. But I think your artwork, it's absolutely essential, because you could take each card and that could be a puzzle, you know, and then because really you can use that almost as like a placemat on a desk, or you could use it as something to put your mouse over, or something that you could just have on your altar. And it's really bringing it into form more, so to speak. And I really think that's a great idea. Yeah.
It's a great way to stay present, too. I mean, when you're putting a puzzle together, you have to really be aware of the pieces and where they fit. And, you know, it's a nice way to stay grounded and centered. And
right? Clear that chatter, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. It's almost like you could put the puzzle together and you don't know what it's going to say on the back of it until you turn it over, you know? And you could... Yeah, you could almost like do it on a Lucite board, you know, put the puzzle together on a Lucite. Yeah, on a Lucite board, and then you turn it over and you go, wow, what is the mystery I'm looking for, you know? And it's just kind of cool, I think. I think that's how we really learn how to create with our minds, and gosh, to just be so free to be able to create these days, right?
Yes. I mean, we need to be childlike as much as we can, getting just back to love and nature and just knowing what our true state is, which is love.
Well, we found a new way to meditate. We can put together a puzzle from Matt Smith. So, Matt, we're waiting
Fantastic.
For that puzzle, so you let us know.
Well, and you said it, and the seed's been planted, so we shall see.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was such a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jeanette. I can't thank you enough for having me on, and it was an absolute pleasure for me as well. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. If you'd like to find out more information about Matthew Smith, again, the mindfulness deck of cards are called Wisdom of the Buddha. Please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page, and you go directly to Amazon to find the product. And we also have the link to Matt's other artwork. And it really is about being able to dance in the creativeness of our spirit. Matt has a great way that he has done that. So look at his artwork, check out the cards, and be able to say, I want to feel something, I want to engage in something else. And you never know then where your creative bounds will be able to just splurge, and you'll say, it's just like almost as I've said on the radio before, throw up glitter in the air and just watch it and just look at all that creativity. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.